Zeggen de schuss af voor ja kom zo pittig ze zeggen de schuss dan heel schön maar zo schuur fout. Oké. Continuing today on the union of Issachana from Shabbos to the weekday. So we were talking about folding the palace, right? The Magen Avraham and things like that. We're talking about the Hadachas. Suppose the last time thing we did was we were talking about the Hadachas, if you wanted the extra time, right? If you didn't be Moleach within 3 days, then you can't do Malika anymore. So the question is, if you put some water on it, so beforehand, so maybe that could extend the time. Okay. Okay, so let's take a look now. Oh, okay. On the second, the first packet, the little things. Let's look today at about the second packet today. And Shabbos Kufi Chesamidal, page two, second packet. Tarabon, Arash Ochal Behem, we're packet base. Tarabon, Arash Ochal Behem Arvis, Madichim Lechal Behem Shabbos. Whereas you had plates that you use Friday night for the meal, so you could rinse them so you could use them for Shabbos morning. Shachris, Medifim, Lechol, and if you ate them in the morning, you could rinse them for the afternoon, early afternoon. And then if you use it for early afternoon, you could use it for the late afternoon. You could rinse them to use for the late afternoon. Min HaMincha Ve'elach Shuv Eino Madiach. But from Mincha time, late afternoon and onward, so then you're not going to eat anymore that day, so what do you have to be medir? So min hamincha ve'elach shuv eino medir. Because it's kavua. How many meals are you gonna have? You already had your third meal. You had your Friday night meal. You had your morning meal. You had your afternoon. But el kosus v'kitonios v'tzlochios medir v'holach kol yom kulo thing she ain't kevelish. So it's interesting that when it comes to drinking, people always drink. So then there's no set, you see, there's set time for meals, but there's no set time for drinking. So as long as
You have to keep hydrated. You have to keep hydrated.
you have to keep hydrated, right? Oh, see, I'm drinking. But you have to keep hydrated. So that's the chiluk between, kosos
and ka'aros. It's being mentioned from the Gemara that if you don't know if you're going to eat the next day, a suda, maybe you still can wash the dishes. Because couldn't Gemara simply said...
Well, say you're eating out.
Correct. Could you do the dishes for the next day even though you're going to be eating out?
So the simple shot is no, you can't.
I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying for care, because the Gemara could have said more simply, the only reason you're allowed to do a diya is if you were going to eat a suda.
You say, Karish Alchel Bem Arvis, Medichim Lechel Bem Shachris. This shot is that you're going to eat your. First of all, they didn't eat out in those days.
Okay.
Eating out is a modern thing. You eat out. You eat in. You don't eat out. You eat in. Everyone ate in their own house. This eating out thing, you know, that's a new thing. You know, the time of the Mishnah, the time of the Gemara, I don't think they were eating out. They were eating in. And in a chanami, if you were eating out, then in a chanami, simple pshat is a b'yosser to bring the ech. Because, you know, you're not going to use them anymore. It's only the pshat is because you're going to use them. That's the simple pshat in the Gemara. That you're going to use them. Well, let's see. The Shulchan Aruch, what the Shulchan Aruch says on page 2. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Shin Chav Gimel, Siv Vav. Medichim kelim tzarech hayom, don shenisha lo adayin tz'ud alecho. Valach asu de shlish tz'ein medichim. Lishtiyah medichim kol yom, shakol yom ro'e lishtiyah. And look, remember.
Even the Shulchan Aruch changed the language of Gemara. That's what I'm trying to
point out. What are you trying to say?
Medichim kelim tzarech hayom. That idea of tzarech hayom is not mentioned in the Gemara. Shnisha lo adani suda leho. That language of suda is not in the Gemara. We don't see a suda. We don't see the language of suda in the Gemara.
Well, right. So what are you trying to say?
I'm saying that the Gemara could have said suda. And that would have been more pushy. That's the reason why I have a heter to be Medea Caleb. Otherwise, what's the heter?
Right.
What's the heter if I don't have a suda?
Right.
But it just says, Le'ol Bisorayim. Le'ol Behem Bisorayim.
But it's something
you But that's a thing not. See, that right there is a thing not Femina. If I don't have anything, if I have no intent in mind to use it, but it could be that I could use it. That's a big difference. You understand what I'm saying? If there's a hatred sense of where I might use the kalim, maybe I'm allowed to watch the kalim because I could maybe use that. But if I don't know for sure, about adults.
Well, one thing you know is you're going to eat gibel sudas for Shabbos. Okay. That you have a chiv to do. So we assume you're from a yid. You're gonna keep the halacha. You can have a suda. Shtiya, that's up to you. Steer throughout the day, like the Ferrari says, you want to stay hydrated throughout the day.
The whole monthly is that steer has requirements of a suit.
Yeah. Now look at the Magen Avraham, it's cutting tests in the bottom. Mashman, you day shall eat starch od osul hadiach. But if you know that you're not going to need it anymore, but if you know that you're going to not use it anymore, so then it's aser. So, Mashrim Diodeshul Tzarech Allah, so from Moshe Chazav Simashim Beis, Hei Chazav Mariel, so also Lishtos Bemichel Mariv, also Ladir HaKos. Yeah, let's look at Mariel.
It's only water, though, no?
Let's look. Let's look in the Mariel. So the Mariel, it's always good to look at the Mariels inside. It tells you all the Minhagim and all the, you know, But it says, Marash, I also b'shabesh lishtop queen's cookies. The Omer Maria, Pamachas Ra Rabbo Marash, Achasu b'shlish of Shabbos, b'nos hachama, has a shot of tinsel shalom. He saw his Rebbe after Surah Shlishis, he was washing out his cup. Amalim Ariel Segel, Hello Isa Mukon Kisvi, Karashachal Bem Arvis, Madichim Bashach, 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 Madichim Milcha, Vesulo. Well, Tzloch is a cause of Madichim, Hold a call, Yom Ein Kevish Tioso. Ba'achshav Neilech Lebeis HaKnesses, Ubor Lucha Shalotishta, Bo Hayom Old. Vechimutu Bahadacha. Right, it was. We're going to shul now. Vanala Rosh, a model of Varf. Farmer Lord is counting the steel on Achlat Siro Mishir Hayayan, Shlo Yushkar, Venochal Hakbe. He said, "You're right. I didn't do it. I just wanted to what? Yes, I wanted to latzir, to make it shine it, or, you know, to clean it. Mishir Yayish, or Yushkor. It shouldn't blacken the cup. It says, V'nochem
l'achmir. Would you say that chshash, or in other words, that kavana of washing for that purpose would maybe be equivalent to washing so it doesn't get buggy?
Bugs, he said?
Yeah. Bugs.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe this is worse because this is going to tarnish the...
Forever, you mean?
Right. Would there be a difference, for example, if you just rinse off the wine versus actually washing it? I don't know if they did much of a difference back then, but like today, if you were to rinse something off, it makes washing less Shabbos 10 times easier.
Right, that's what we saw Rav Harford has discussed.
Right.
That if you hold like the Marshag, that if it gets stuck, then you have a problem, so you could wash it so it shouldn't get stuck, and then it's much harder to do. But it's interesting that the Mariel said, that he won't just come back to the shtia. But then he shook his head. So was he Moda? He was about to run out to shul, and then he washed it. What did he wash? Shatav tzenzen shomo. So that was.
It was the full washing.
So then they asked him. So again, Amar Maria Pama Hazra Rabba Marash. So the Maria saw his Rebbe, the Marash, wash it out. And then he asked him, Maria asked him, well, what are you doing? I thought, is it against the Gemara? So then the Rebbe said, "Another Rosh Modevarov." So he nodded his head in approval. But then he said, "Lotus Kavadim Lishtiya Olak Latsir Mishoyayin Shul Yishkar." So, but in other words, I wasn't doing it for Shira. Right. I'm not going to drink. So Lishtiya, I didn't have a right, but I was doing it for a different reason. And then he was assuming that reason would have been okay. The Rebbe said, "But then Tov Lachmir." And so who's writing that Nachum Hachmer? Mariel. I mean, Mariel is the one who's starting up with Rebbe and saying, well, you know, I don't get it, Rebbe, what's going on here?
Are you from Nachum Hachmer's Mariel language, not the Rebbe's?
I don't know.
Yeah.
who
Ustam Arash.
Is that Rav Shalom Nustat of Nustat? Marash is usually Rav Shalom of Nustat. No? These are the primary people who wrote these Sifrei Minhagim. The Mariel, the Marash. I think it's Rav Shalom of Nustat is usually the Marash.
Okay.
You look him up. Is it brought down that he's the Mariel's rep? No. No, there's a shoe. We have it in the fifth floor of the library. We have the Minhagei Marash. Look it up. Who of you? Minhagei Marash. You got
Rabbi Simon, I guess the question I would ask is that, his mind is that if a couple came to you and said, tomorrow we're eating out, am I allowed to wash the dishes for tomorrow? It might be that I might snack on some children. It might be that I'm going to, what would you say to them? And, well, and assuming that their opponent is also like a truck, that's.
Yeah. In other words, the question is, the first time it is, well, do you have other dishes? I mean, if you used up all the dishes with the Friday night meal, sometimes people do.
So that's ideal. Throw the crazy savings inside. They have no other dishes. I don't know, whatever. Okay, whatever. You hear what I'm trying to say.
No,
Mars Mashma, that if you don't know the vados that you're going to eat at that step, and that's not means left all the half the star I
and why don't we just tell the guy you want a snack or something, so then rinse it out when you're out to snack. So, but if you can have a whole suit,
that's my question tomorrow. Why don't you just say something if you need to eat? So then you're allowed to do badafa. That's the monster to allow you to do badafa. Otherwise you're not allowed to do it.
Hey, so
if you come with it,
that's just going to try to the Gemara. So you can, normally you're gonna eat. So then it's mutter. And if you're not going to eat, then it's asa. What do you?
Yeah? I couldn't get it.
You got it?
Yeah, all I was coming up with is
Maharish.
Maybe it gave a different name.
Well, was it called Joshua Maharish? Mm-hmm.
The Wikipedia says that he was from Neustadt.
Neustadt, the Shalom of Neustadt.
Right. And he was Niftar Elif Abameot Shloshesre, 1413. Yeah. And he was born in Wiener Neustadt. Mm. He learned in Krems, by Rabbi Yisrael Mikrems, Baal Hagos HaShri.
Oh, boy. I learned by the Hagos HaShri.
That's mixed up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Achar Petiat Maharam, Sal, Mileit Mekomo, Reshut HaYeshiva. He was a Talmud of the Maharam Sal. I know that.
Maharam Sal.
Amech Lamed.
Okay, but he was the Mariel's Rebbe.
Yeah, no, he doesn't say that. I get it, okay?
Does it say he was the Mariel's Rebbe? Rambo.
Yeah. Psakim Rabin Mimenu, Mubaim Besefer Minage Mahariel Shel Talmido. Okay.
Talmido. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Nechshav mi echad mi chasidei Ashkenaz. Umar Belif Sok al Smach, the Rabbi Yudah Chassin.
Okay, so now we have to see another Magen Avraham, and then we'll have to see the source of the Magen Avraham for this halacha.
Rabbi Daniel Neustadt from Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah, what about?
No, Neustadt, probably from that...
same town.
Town, from the town.
Neustadt means new city. There are lots of Neustadts. Not as bad as Springfield, of course.
Yeah, Springfield, New Jersey, Springfield, yeah, Massachusetts.
Every state's got a Springfield, I think.
Really?
Almost every state, I think.
I only know two. I only know New Jersey, Rav Chaim Marker Shlita,
and Massachusetts,
Dr. Norman Lamb.
34 states, that's Springfield.
Back to Norman Lamb was the Rav.
I think Rav J.J.
Shanker was. Yeah, Norman Lamb. And then Rabbi Isaac Klein. There you have
I think there was a Neustadt in Lita.
Yeah.
Because I think the Mashkiach with Yaakov Moshe Lessin had some sort of Keshu Neustadt.
That was this corruption of Greek Neopolis being pursued. The old city was Koshet.
See?
I keep coming with all the
shul,
the
second rabbi, Dr. Shul. Yeah, so Dr. Shul. Dr. Lamb, Dr. Norman Lamb.
Twenty-five states have a Springfield.
Awesome.
Everybody? It's not coming up.
We're getting involved.
Okay, we got to go off the topic. Okay, that's definitely true. Okay.
Where was it? Someone said that there's a new stat in Lita, too?
Yeah, okay. Okay, we're getting off. Yeah,
I think so.
Okay, let's look at the Magen Avraham now. Shin Bei Sifkat Vav, the Magen Avraham. So we spoke about Matzinas Hamitos, right? So the first wide line, the last two words, nearly. The Mita HaMedes Mecheder Shadar Sham. Now, in those days, they had like one big room. There weren't like necessarily multiple rooms. Viki Bizayin V'Dover Maguna Sheyamotach. In other words, he already slept for today, so he's not going to sleep till tonight. But now you have this bed, an unmade bed, in the middle of the dining room. So he says, Muta. Now this same as Be'er Sheva is a very chashuv akon. The Be'er Sheva. If you never heard of it, now you do. It's going to the Magen Avraham. Sefer Be'er Sheva mashma the avze oser. The lean there at Kemoshe Kesafti. It's so interesting. That Magen Avraham says that he can be Zion. In other words, he's saying, nearly, the Mita HaMedes Becheder Shadar Sham. You have a bed in the, because again, it was like probably one big room. The whole house was one big room. So you sleep there. So if it's unmade bed, it doesn't look nice. So Magen Avraham says, Mutar Latzia. Right? You could make the bed. The Tzarech Shabbosu. This is not. I reish simon reish pretest. The Sefer Be'er Sheva mash medav ze oser. But it's interesting. The lean nira kamosha kasafti. He has to put it in again, because he already says his opinion. But he says, but don't think I changed my opinion because the Be'er Sheva said not like me. Right? Because he said his opinion already. Now he says he disagrees. But then he has an added thing. The lean nirek Moshe Kasafti. I like that. Yeah. Rabbi Snow? You're Rabbi Snow, right?
Yeah. What if you don't live there? But like I say, my room, so I'm not in my room necessarily so much time. Like I go back and get something from my room or whatever. Like you're not just like staying there like once the shop, so you go and get stuff.
You mean you slept Friday night, woke up, and now the rest of the day you're going to be wherever?
Yeah, I mean, like, you can think...
So is there a heter to make the bed? The one could tie in, you know, making beds is different dargas than making beds. In other words, if you just have a quilt and just spread out the quilt, I don't know if that it's even considered making a bed. Because that's a motircha. Making a bed was like the old way that, you know, the camps, you know, they would make beds with, you know, with two sheets and a whole chagadya, then you'd make a bed, you know. But so it could be, we'll have to see that Metzimus Hamitos has a. Right, so in other words, you just like to keep things, even though you're not necessarily short Shabbosim, you're not necessarily going to take an afternoon nap. And even if you did, so what? I mean, what do you need the bed to be made for, to take the nap? If it's like really making a bed with, you know, two sheets and a thing, and you turn, and it's a whole umdus, you know, to make the bed. So then maybe that's the maneuver. Maybe that's not even called making a bed, just to put the quilt, you know. But it's interesting that he has a machlokes. But so let's assume it's making a bed, you know, the old way of making a bed with, you know, with the changing the sheets or the whole chat gadya. So it's interesting that the machlokes Magen Avraham says if it's a dover maguna sheyamul kach, then that's not hachana because you're doing it for today. And the Sefer Be'er Sheva argues. And then the Magen Avraham says, and I say what I said. Lein erech Moshe Kasafti. Just like that phrase. Of course, Lein erech Moshe Kasafti. Well, he would have written it. But I think it means that even though the Be'er Sheva is arguing, I didn't give in. You hear what I'm saying? Well, so what do you mean, Lein erech Moshe Kasafti? Who else? Yeah, of course, you're Lein erech Moshe Kasafti. But it means that even though the Be'er Sheva disagrees with me,
he has
kashivas. You know, Rav Berish Mandelbaum used to be the librarian. I was very close with him from 1948 to 1998, were his 50 years that he was in YU for. I wasn't there in 48, but I actually came in 78. I came in 78 in the high school. So I wasn't there from 48 to 98. But I overlapped with him 20 years. And even after 98, the family let me come to visit him in his daughter and son-in-law's home in Brooklyn, even in the years that he wasn't. Oh, so why am I telling you all this? Because he always would tell me, you know, in the Magen Avraham, very often, it was one of the Achronim, he's the Olas Shabbos. Part of the Aruch Chaim is called the Olas Tamid, and the part of Hilchos Shabbos is called the Olas Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham would say his thing, and at the end he would always write, Udoloka Ola Shabbos, Udoloka Ola Tamid. But he would always say, to get a Udolo, like the Magen Avraham is goris you, that he puts you, even if he disagrees, Udoloka Ola Shabbos, that means you have to be an Adam Gadol to even make it into the Magen Avraham for him to argue with you. If you're a nobody, he's not going to even make it into the Magen Avraham. Udoloka Ola Shabbos, the Udoloka. So he says, and the loka, you know, Be'er Sheva says it, but Lein erech Moshe Kasafti.
I think a lot of things in like what you said about you know what the Magen Avraham says, that it's maguna to have a bed that's unkempt where people are walking. I think bechlal today are modern sensibilities in most cases. Even in a bedroom, you don't want to walk into a bedroom that's disheveled. It's you right. know,
you
like
feel bad. You don't feel. You feel
it's not aesthetic. It's not aesthetic. Right. It ruins your own Shabbos to an extent.
Right.
And, you know, and also with dishes and everything, the whole thing is different today because, and first of all, we have a lot more dishes than they had, I'm sure. And you know, the fact that a kitchen is is upside down. Also, it doesn't matter whether you're going to, I mean, right. I'm not saying you can do everything, but there are certain things that you have to do to make
it. Right, so that's the question. This is a good psychological study, you know, how people react to situations. Because the Gemara is not mashma that there's any heter for these things. You do it because you can eat the meal. If the kelim going to be around, that's not in the cheshbon of the Gemara.
But that was their tabut. In other words, there was a whole, that was...
Right, so you're saying that psychologically things changed because the society changed, people are, you know... I told you there's a tshuva, I don't know, I didn't do it in the shir, but there's a tremendous tshuva in the Malamed Lahoil, of David Zvi Hoffman. And after I told it over, someone said, oh, this is the real Yekesh tshuva. And what is it? He says like this. And we know there's a halacha, that's a whole, requires a whole share of its own right. But if you get to light Shabbos candles, so there's a knas that you add an extra candle. Now, the body holds, as much as that, we have electric lights, so you don't have that knas, and others disagree, whatever. But he writes another thing. He writes, say you have these beautiful symmetrical leichter, and now you can have this third thing, which is not symmetrical, and it's going to stare you. You know, it's, you know, like, you can have that one extra, you know. So he says, but that could be a heter not to have to do the whole thing, because it's going to steer your whole. So, you know, it's not symmetrical. It's not. So someone said to me, "Oh, this is a from a Yekesha perspective."
All I know is if you go away from Shabbos, my wife insists on setting the table.
Yeah. So I have a sheet like this that if we're eating, if we're not going to be home at all, so I don't. I don't do it. Maybe I should, but I don't. But sometimes we eat, say, the meals at the calf. We're going to be in the apartment. So then I clear the table, I put on the white tablecloth, etc. Because we're going to be there. So it doesn't constitute that we're going to be in the apartment and the table's all disheveled. But we're not going to be there at all. Then, not as, even though you make your, I think your wife is the real, you know. You know, I hold on, you know, still, she'll look nice for the, I don't know, just, you know, Shabbos stick, even though you're not going to be there. So I'm not as machmir. So when I'm there, so I clear away basic things, but not like even we're going to be there. But we're going to be there, even though we're eating in the calf, so we're not eating at all, but I'll still put at least the white tablecloth on, you know. Because the main thing in setting the table is when you have little kids is that the whole table during the whole week becomes a dumping ground for everything. Right? So the godless is to unearth the table. Once you unearth the table, then you could, it doesn't take so long to set the table. But it's the unearthing that. So we have to see this tshuva of the Be'er Sheva, of this. You should read. You should go through the Be'er Shevas. It's very fashion to say for it. So I happen to have the Be'er Sheva in this packet. Starts on page 16 is the Shar Blot. Goes to page 19. So we should go through this tshuva of the Be'er Sheva and see what he says. Because this is okay, so we'll start now. We're not going to finish now, but we'll start now, Ezra Shem, and Ben Hashem tomorrow. We'll continue Shir tomorrow at 11. Okay, so let's start the tshuva of the Be'er Sheva on this topic. But you see, the Be'er Sheva, as I said, the local ha'olas tami, the local, so the local Be'er Ani. The Moshe Kasafti, he holds for the Be'er Sheva. So let's see what he says on the Shoot Be'er Sheva, Simon Hay. So those are the Cheres for Yisrael, the Noshim, Shehem, Matzim, Esamitos, B'Shachres, B'Shabbos. Right? They make the beds, even though they're not, you know, especially in these Shabbosim, these short Shabbosim, there's no time for a Shabbos nap. So unless you daven Hashkama and then you eat the meal at 9 o'clock and then you finish by 10:30, so then you can take a Shabbos nap because you're not going to
snap at Shabbos
lunch. Yeah, yeah.
But it's a little strange because it's mashma that the heter would be if you're going to sleep in it. Now, why do you need a bed that is made in order to sleep in it? To sleep in it,
yeah.
Sleep in it?
Yeah. Why do you need a bed that's made to sleep in it? Because I guess like the old ways they used to make beds like a camp, you know,
French corners.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So I guess they weren't comfortable sleeping unless it was made, the bed was made. But that's his assumption, Chora.
Yeah.
Because you're right, or else why do you need to make the bed? So, because today, we just have, so a lot of people just have a sheet, and then they have a blanket, a quilt, and they just, and making the bed just means spreading out the quilt. But, and as I said, I'm not so sure that that's even called hachana, because it's not even a tear. You just spread it out. Well, there's no tirch involved at all. But with French corners and this, and with the double sheets, and that, So imi yos is not a parak elik sharm. It seems a mitzvah is more than Shabbos to Shabbos. I'm a lol to Shabbos to Motzai Shabbos. And come on before be'er heitev mipi mishnah shleim and below machlokas lisk. So it's from the mishnah's mashmal l'iser. That if you're not going to be sleeping there, then it's us. Paul Poskim Ishlo Neder have used those Mishnah Allah Khashalahem Zulus Hator Vagon Marie Karazal. So they all quote this Mishnah except the tour. It's interesting, Vagon Marie Kar. They don't bring this Mishnah. It's interesting for us, like if the Rav Yosef Karo left it out, that's a big thing. Say, okay, the Rav Yosef Karo left it out. So, okay, but all the other poskim, to us, Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Shulchan Aruch, so if he left it out, that's a big. Well, in the Shulchan Aruch, we saw the Beis Yosef.
It's already the family.
Yeah, it's mashma in Shulchan Aruch. It's not there, right? He only has Mekaplim Kalim, but he doesn't have Metzi in the Samitos. So it's so interesting, different perspective. He says that Kol Poskim Ishlo Nedar, except Ishlo Nedar. It's hard to say Ishlo Nedar when the Beis Yosef was one of the people who did bring it. An Ishlo Nedar. So it just gives you a different perspective of, I'm sure they had great respect for the Yosef Karo, but it wasn't like the end all and be all. Because he's saying, it's accepted. Two people didn't bring it. The tour, for us, the tour is the tour. Yosef Karo is Yosef Karo. What else? What do you mean, Ishlo Neder? Who's left after that? So he's saying this far, maybe I saw it here, that he's saying, that maybe it's the women are saying that it's not even a hachanim, it's not even a tircha. That's the svar I said. I like that svar. So he says, "Mukhara haya nirali lamitz chus al haminuk." Loma hetivu kol asher dibeiru. Right, the pun of the pasuk. Why? Mahadag has seen perak afal pi amar afuna afal pi sheomer with the nisa arba, where it's a question of how many maid servants you have in the house. So even then, what if you have four maidservants, still you shouldn't be omed batal, right? Echnisa arba yoshevs b'katedra, aval mozegus lo sakos. So she could sit on the nice chair, but she still has to what? She has the mozegus lo sakos. She can't say, okay, I have four shvachas, right? So, you know, still she should do certain things. Mozegus lo sakos, matzas lo samita. Peyush Rashi, the Rav Huna, ain't a soser ha-mishnah, the snanich nisal gimel shvachas, ain't a matzas lo samita. But what about the Mishnah says that if you have three maid servants, so then you don't have to be matzas samita. He says, "Fishesh trei gavne hatzah." There are two types of hatzah samita. The Mishnah might be matzas karm ksasus. David Dover sheish bo torach. That's some type of torach. So therefore, she shouldn't do that. Aval matzas lo hamita de Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Rav Huna was the one who says, but the Mishnah says, Eidu atzas lo sabita, right? When you have gibbos rachas, you don't have to because that's a big Torah. She doesn't do it. Aval matzas lo sabita de Rav Huna, that says you should do it. My matzas priestess, dinim levadim, the mili, the chiba ninu. They should techabev Allah ve'inu dovashish b'torah. So he's saying that if something, so one Mishnah says that if you have three shvachas, you don't have to, that's because it's a Torah. But the one that says that you still should do it is the one that doesn't have Torah but shows Chiba. In other words, right, the Gemara says that any malacha that a woman normally does for her husband, she can do it even when there's a need, when she's a nida, except zigas hakos v'tzas hamisa hamita v'hachatz is part of yad of rabbis. So literally, v'tzas hamita halacha had a priest of studying show davar shel chiba, because that you can't do it. It's a davar shel chiba. Aval v'tzas karim v'tzas sheinim davar shel chiba shor lenita. Okay, you see that there were two types of hatzas hamita. There was one of chiba and one of torah. In kain hayevshel chor lefarish gam kain a mishnah dvel kain tekatani avol lo mi shabbos le motzai shabbos lo mayri el davke motzas karm ksos sheish mo torah. Papech behem osu mivnei shor torah mi shabbos lechol. Oh, yeah. Okay, it could be what I said before. I have a problem to sort here already. So in other words, maybe this will hold in that you're not allowed to make the bed is talking about something that has Torah. A priestess dinim and chasam slader samita shema Torah mutter. Came shatzas samita b'shabbos l'motzoy shabbos ain't also mleishu Torah from shabbos l'chol. Because again, he's into this idea of that the issus could be his only when there's a Torah. But there's no Torah. It's just the thing. Even though technically it's hachana, but it's not a Torah. What is Rambam saying? What does it say about the Mishnah? So Kedei Lishon means that you're doing the Kedei Lishon and it's a Torah to do it to Kedei Lishon. So then, but if you're just doing it, you know, to make the room look nice, then maybe that's okay. And that's what the Mogen Avraham held. He's a very called Kisvei. Tani Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Shnei Malachia, Asharis, Malavin, Lola Odom, Be'er Shabbos, Be'ez HaKnesset, Le'Beso, Echa Tov, Echa Ra, Shabbos, Le'Beso, V'Nimtza, Ne'er Dolog, V'Shulchan Aruch, Mita Mutzas, Malach Tov, Omer, Yirotzen, Che'et, L'Shabbos, Acheres, Kach, Bechulay. Omnam L'Fi Ha'emes, Eitam, B'Divreim, Ve'ein Reach, B'Maseyim. In other words, till now, he did a good job of presenting the Magen Avraham Shita. Yeah, now he's making the switch. He says, "Via MS in tam b'divreim in reich b'maseim." Very poetic. The efshar b'shun ponim l'farsh chil zeh aloshem mishnah k'tani v'lo mishabes motzai shabes lomer d'lomari eldaf motzos form sources v'lo priests dinu v'adim shareishu d'tani v'tzina samitus moyer shabes mishabes v'adim mayer b'chol shrei gavni hatzal. He says, "No, it's talking about all types of things." No difference. He doesn't think they're mechalek. Mashrus also mecholim. It says what's the mishat? The near of Einai, page 19. Nitei tam l'shvach. The inyan isuri torah b'shabbos l'chol. Ein shaychal l'chol by the dvarim shalchibah. The dvarim sheinu shalchibah. Shalchol kach also l'torah b'shabbos l'chol by the dvarim shalchibah. More dvarim sheinu shalchibah. So even the pircha chol dehu should torah b'shabbos l'chol also. He says. In other words, it's not a din tircha. Anything that you do, l'chol, is by definition tircha. Right. Well.
How does he even read the Mishnah? How does he even read
The next piece. That's the next piece. That's the next paragraph. Yeah, one second. I'll tie na shniya, but Amr Shainim also came, Rav Mishim Kovat Shabbos, there's a mita mutaz yotha, ain't sarach lashi, vala, rov pishitus, the tula shataina rekonisi lo sharira v'lo kayama. See, im came barov advarim shasu chazal asu shabbos imutza ilo lahatir mibay kovet shabbos. He's afraid of the slippery slope.
Subjectivity.
Subjectivity. Once you have the subjectivity, then you throw away the whole
thing.
The whole shulchan aruch. You do it. What? Then Ozan Shamas, Kimu, Kibulam, Ozaram, I'll call Havilve Malayam. Tovolo Yavar, Shalom Latia Samita's plow. The Iker Beshachris, Beshabis Raklatia Hamita, Hebdu, Olahasa Hamita in Hosen, Mahem, Yumu, Konoshim, Shane, Shachtonis, Yashem, Tokha, Panem, Raf Kabzos, Loy Kablu, Hatovu, Beshabis, Say the Kipulam region, so Shachas of the Shlishes, etc. So basically,
he's throwing out the whole Radvaz, the whole concept of any type of.
He's saying, yeah. And then in the footnote of 11, he quotes that Magen Avraham. And let's see that same Raguna. We have it in the packet here.
Let's see the Sefer Agoda. What page is it? Page 10. Yeah, page 9. Tzinas amidus malayos Shabbos. Yosef told about tzio be'erv Shabbos. Avalolei tzim Shabbos l'motzai Shabbos. So, so what is he saying? Tzinas amidus malayos Shabbos l'Shabbos. You can do it. Yosef told him to see a bear shops. Then the footnote he says because it should be covered Shabbos. It should look nice.
And that's the whole that's
for the Malachim to see it.
Malachim Sharis and so on and so forth.
So even though technically you can make the bed, say you need to make the bed to sleep, you can do make the bed after the meal. He says, no, Yosef told not to do that.
The Malachim go home after they come. They come. They bring you, and they go home.
Yeah. So therefore,
you shouldn't be able to make the bed after.
But the Malachim are going to look to see if it's nice.
Well, when is he talking about making the bed? When are they making the bed?
Talking about after, obviously, after, right when you're about to eat the Suda, right after Seis, obviously, after Seis.
Well, even later, right?
It's Shabbos.
He says you're technically allowed to do it, but you shouldn't, but it's better to do it. But he's using that.
We told the Malachim Tzeischem L'Shalom. They go away right away.
That's what I'm saying. They go away.
No, but first they check. Away. First they check to see the mita mutzas and they're dolo.
But does that mean kavod Shabbos now goes out the window now?
Yeah, well, when is he talking about?
I hope kavod Shabbos still exists.
Well, I have mita mutzas.
When's he talking about making the bed? Obviously, he made the.
So he's saying that still. So time shniya that it looks nice covered Shabbos. Shabbosim chas. Yofa b'su the shachas. Yehu Irish amitim chas. Yofa the nisha alecha b'su the shachas. So yofa the erev Shabbos covered Shabbos.
I'm saying the malachim are gone already by shachas.
You can be shachar sachmaniach on a mita. Yeah. So what is he saying? So he says. So basically, he's saying that. And you see, the Agoda didn't like it so much. What does he bring a riot from the Agoda? Say, Laman, Mashikas, and Bala Aguda. And then he says that it's better to even to put something on top of the bed, not even to sleep in the bed. Iker b'shachris b'shabris drakol haniach alamita l'chasos hamita hem yul. So you shouldn't even have to do that. For was it shayla b'chana? But this thing of kavod Shabbos, you see, the Agoda said it's better not even to do it on Shabbos. I wanted to do it on Shabbos because of Shabbos. He didn't even like that. It's always better to see him on Shabbos. Why is it better to see him on Shabbos?
There's nothing.
Yeah.
You said it was a big deal to make the beds. It was a whole story.
Yeah,
so
it was a whole thing. Yeah,
on Shabbos, and apparently, yeah.
But he rejects that. He said that was the first part of the tshuva. At the end, he rejects it. So the Magen Avraham says, "You want to make the bed on Shabbos, and so it'll look chavadik." The Magen Avraham says, "Mutter." The Be'er Shabbos says, "Aser." And as the Magen Avraham says, and the Magen Avraham writes, and even though the Be'er Shabbos says it, I still stick to what I say. Right? I tell you that I like that line. He says, you know, let's look back at the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham on page. What page again? Yeah, page 11. Look at the second white line, first white line. Even the medium of men's chelish adashav yiga bizayin mutar latziyah. So Shabbos with a sefer ber shabbat mashvat davze aser beli nira kemosha kasafti. So the Be'er Shabbat didn't like this. So this is the whole discussion. You want to make, you know, do the dishes so it should look kempt. It shouldn't look. So the Be'er Shabbat didn't like this whole idea.
He's arguing it from the Mishnah. You can learn the Mishnah the opposite of what the Be'er Shabbat said.
Yeah.
And seen as a mitos Malayal Shabbos the Shabbos about what it did in like in mitos when you have kavana to do a motzi Shabbos.
Yeah.
You wake up Shabbos mornings. Are you allowed to make your bed according to the Mishnah?
And your plans are?
And your plans are to make Shabbos. So that's the machlokes. That's the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham.
He's saying he has a set of rachmius that the commissioner must be. There's no concept of Kavod Shabbos.
Right. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe tomorrow we'll look at the Teshuva, page 24 from Rav Harfinis about this topic. Let's see how he deals with it. But it's an interesting machlokes. People don't know about this machlokes. They say Sfaras, you hear people always say Sfaras, but how many people say it's a machlokes, Magen Avraham, and the Be'er Shabbat? How many people could say that? So now you could say that. It's machlokes, Magen Avraham, and the Be'er Shabbat. Okay, so that's who you'll take. So that's an interesting. Okay, Bezer Shem, tomorrow, 11, Bezer Shem, see after the Shemaya. Yeah, famous today.
Where we say halacha ma'aseh, that we should make our bed since all we're doing is putting the blanket.
I do that. Yeah, I always make the beds on Shabbos.
Even if you're not necessarily going to be spending any time there.
Yeah. Still, you know, it's just.
Yeah. Thank you, Abby.
Okay, Shkoyach.